Delighted to be your host. Oh yes, you know every week we put great energy forward to help and support both with entertainment and with quality information, things that make your life better. And I've got a guiding light. I pray every day, Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Oh, yeah. We want it good all the way, good to the max. And guess what? This wonderful show is brought to us by AdvancedLiving.com. When you go visit that website, you'll see a comfort technology, a little plug-in unit. Jack Canfield, Dr. Eva Selhub of Harvard, all these wonderful people. Simply plug in this little tiny item, creates an energy shift, their lives get better, and yours will too. Invite you to visit AdvancedLiving.com. We are in for a treat talking about wonderful energy. We have Dr. Jeffrey Parham with us today, and oh my gosh, what an individual. Well-rounded, I mean, he is a speaker, published writer, and he has produced and hosted his own radio and television shows on the topic of health and wellness. And he's a certified practitioner of the transformative reorganizational wellness techniques that are referred to as network spinal analysis. I love it. It's not the same as NSA for the government, though. You know, different, same acronym, but network spinal analysis, much better for you than National Security Administration here. So now we also have the somato-respiratory integration, which is another of the technique, which is in the reorganizational healing model. And Dr. Parham is committed to his journey of personal transformation. He walks his talk. He draws on years of having lived in a transformative spiritual community, and his meditation experience is extensive over 20 years of transformative body work to help others reorganize their structures with the spine, with the nervous system for greater health, wellness, and transformation. And of course, he's going to explain a little bit about why that is so important. Now, for those of you lucky enough to be able to get to the Denver, Colorado area, you can participate and become a practice member at his place called Wellness Rhythms, which, just in case you happen to know Denver, 184 South Pennsylvania Street. Yes, right in the Capitol Hill area. And his phone number, because I know you're going to want to be able to reach him, because if he's not immediately available to you, he can help you find people in your area. 303-722-1104, or visit his website, www.wellnessrhythms.com. And we're going, okay, wellness rhythms. Well, come on in, Dr. Jeffrey. We got some questions for you.
Well, I'm happy to be here with you today, Kenneth, and all of the fantastic listeners out there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Now, I mean, we like this idea of wellness rhythms, but help us to know a little bit more about that.
Well, that came about a number of years ago, and I made that shift from a traditional type of chiropractic into network spinal analysis. And what I started to realize is that we all tend to have rhythms within us that are just wanting to be expressed in different ways. But unfortunately, in our society, the way we're brought up, we're told who we are, how to act, and society kind of puts these restraints on us where we start to suppress those rhythms. And when I got in the network here, I could just feel all of these different types of movements and energy moving, and I'm just like, wow, it feels so great. And Spirit just downloaded this name, Wellness Rhythms, and it's been with me now for about 7 years.
Mm. Wow. Oh, that's awesome. So that as a preface, as a foundation, you've had many years in what would be considered traditional chiropractic. Is that right?
That's right, Kenneth. I did traditional type chiropractic for about 16 years before making that transition into network care.
Ah.
And yeah, it's kind of interesting. I was living in Hawaii at the time, and one morning I prayed for a change. And, of course, that was before I knew about affirmative prayer. And my prayer was answered. And that afternoon I was in a car accident and certainly changed my life. And,
okay. So you let the universe have its way. I want to change. You forgot to specify, huh?
That's right. But, you know, it really was what I needed at the time, and really rocked my world, so to speak, and shook me up. And actually, I herniated some disc in my neck and lower back, and as a result, I was unable to function with my left hand. And the neurosurgeon I'd been seeing suggested surgery, and I really didn't want to go that route, so that's when I decided to try network care with a chiropractor there in Hawaii. And I'd heard of network and knew that it was general contacts at each end of the spine. Of course, where I was with my consciousness at the time, I thought, well, that could never work. And I decided to give it a try just as a last resort. And what actually happened really surprised me is that my body started unwinding way past this automobile accident and old traumas and stressors, and energy started moving in my body, and it was like something I'd never experienced before. And from that moment on, I said, wow, I've got to learn how to do this. And that set me off on this journey of retraining into this type of work, which has just been amazing to move from that more traditional model into more of an energetic type model.
Yes. Now, you had mentioned that it was kind of startling to you. Here you've been doing chiropractic for a number of years, and most forms of chiropractic deal with something very important, which is taking care of the spine and bringing it back into alignment so that the nerve energy flows better through the body. And that, since 1895, if I'm recalling correctly, when D.D. Palmer first did what we call an adjustment on someone, that has held a long history of being effective at helping to relieve some of the pain and help a person's life. And now you're helping to give us an expanded view that there's more than just manipulating the spine. And especially, I want you to go on a little bit more about this gentle touch, because we've seen chiropractic done in some movies positively of adjustments, and then we see so many martial arts or action films where someone grabs someone and twists their neck and makes them pass on into their next life very quickly. And that doesn't look like fun. So help out a little bit here.
Well, That's right. For over 100 years now, chiropractors have been talking about improving energy flow or removing blockages from the spine and improving energy flow. And what I find interesting is in Deepak Chopra's latest book, Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul, he actually states that all disease comes from a disturbance in energy flow.
Ah.
So I find that really amazing that that now medicine is moving into that realm, at least with Deepak, who's definitely had a lot of experience with energy, you might say. But the difference really is what I started to see in traditional chiropractic certainly would adjust people and certainly helped a lot of people. But I started feeling like there was something missing in that. Really the difference that I see with network care is that we're working with the nervous system. We're working in a gentle way by making contacts on the end of the spine, at the ends of the spine, with no intention to move a bone or to adjust the spine manually, but rather to help the nervous system start to find areas of stuck energy, areas of emotional traumas, stressors, physical, chemical, emotional stressors. In other words, anything that's really hurt us and wasn't really safe to experience in the moment stores in the body and the nervous system and the spine as an energy.
Wow. Now, something very interesting to tie this in for our guests. We had a woman on last week, and her work is about helping people to become aware of a very gentle and graceful, easy ways of natural birth. And I had some statistics that said, according to a number of the doctors in our country, 95% of the births are traumatic, some severely traumatic, like where there's a bunch of drugs used and C-sections, and others where there's mild trauma. But here you are talking about that, and she goes on to say that just that process of what takes place in the womb during a pregnancy, if a woman is not happy or taking drugs or hurt in some way or frightened, there's this limbic imprinting and emotional distress that gets put in even before we come into the world. And then if our first introduction to the world is like getting beat on or drugged and come in unconscious and scared, so now you're talking about an important thing of helping to heal, not just from some trauma or injury that we may have had where our back is out of alignment, but you're going much deeper. Wow.
Well, that's interesting that you'd bring that up, because actually we start to experience the energy of stressors, physical, chemical, emotional stressors as early as in the womb through our mom's nervous systems.
Yeah.
And so depending on what our mothers experience, we're directly involved in that experience. And then all of a sudden we're in the womb and we're nice and warm and, you know, it's nice and dark and we're hanging out in there, and boom, all of a sudden we're out in the emergency room and there's 10,000 watts of lights and the temperature's gone from, you know, 98 to 68, and people are walking around in masks and spanking us on our behind. And yeah, it is a traumatic experience. Maybe pulling us out by our head, twisting the neck. So yeah, it can be a traumatic experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so,
you know, and what's really neat, I get to work with women that are pregnant, and working with them in network care. And they, you know, it's really interesting to hear the different types of experience. And for me, It's really amazing to be able to walk up to a table and work with two souls instead of one. It's amazing to work with one soul on the table, but when you have two, a mom and the unborn there, it's just,
yeah,
just an amazing, energetic, heart-opening experience to feel that.
Wow.
But, you know, these things that we experience that hurt us as we grow up is really, we could call our defended self. It's the way we learn to protect ourselves against real or perceived threats.
Mm.
or it could be called the false ego, the defended self. And that energy stores in the spine. That's our armor. That becomes our armor. Sometimes it's called the wall around our heart. Sometimes it's just certain ways of being or behaviors we have to really disconnect from ourself and disconnect from spirit, disconnect from others. And that energy is what we start to work with in network. We help the nervous system reconnect that energy of everything that's hurt us, not to relive that story around that event, but to actually connect to that energy, and the nervous system can learn to recycle that energy. In other words, if we have that energy which shows up in our body as tension, it's stored there, as you can think of that bound, it's a bound energy, and you can think of that tension as distorting the spine, distorting the nervous system, causing disruptions in the energy flow, blockages in the energy flow. But it's kind of like having a bank account with $1 million in it, and we don't have a passcode, we don't have a debit card, and we don't have a checking account or checkbook. So we can't really access that money. So
yeah.
It's the same way. Yeah, how's that?
Oh, talk about being stuck. It's kind of like having a lottery ticket laying there and you can't bend over to pick it up. Oh.
Exactly. Oh. So that's really what happens in network, is we help the body get the access code into the system.
Huh.
And because it's so gentle, about as much pressure as putting a contact in your eye at the ends of the spines, where the body is not in defense, where the body is open through what we call spinal gateways, then the body is very receptive to this gentle vibrational input and certain. So it's kind of like, you know, you and I are talking here, and I'm feeling comfortable with you. How are you feeling in this conversation?
Oh, I'm loving this.
Yeah, so it's great, but if one of us starts shouting at the other, we're going to shut down or back away, right?
Right.
Right, so it's the same way with the body. So with a very gentle touch or input, the body's very open and receptive and can move with that energy and start to move that energy and unwind the spine, unwind the body, unwind the defensiveness or the way we've learned to defend ourselves in the world.
Now this sounds like a major breakthrough. I had done a technique that is called The Journey, which is a wonderful program for helping people to connect with emotion and to release deep emotional wounds. And in that process, I was doing some things about my mom and dad, because I was still doing some grieving over them. And with a partner, I got into some deep crying. I mean, it was amazing. And also very noisy for the people around me. And it did some release. One of the things that I am wondering about, because I was going through certain emotions and then being guided through this, and the net result was getting some wonderful release from those feelings of grieving. And I'm kind of wondering, can we get some similar benefits without having to deeply connect to all those emotions? Can the body be just gently supported to do that deep release?
Well, I would have to say yes, you know, based on my experience. And I've done work similar to what you're describing, and certainly opening the nervous system to any type of work, such as network care, network spinal analysis, or other types of work, will support that type of deep emotional work that you're talking about. But here's really the difference. In network care, while we're connecting, helping the body connect to the energy of these past traumatic events or stressors, it's really not about reliving the story around them or actually reliving the trauma. It's more about using that energy for our healing and transformation. So we could say that, you know, whatever has hurt us now becomes our medicine, now becomes our fuel for healing and transformation.
Mm. Wow. There's a saying that I have, and I wonder if this ties in. Say, There's nothing that can't be healed by love. And I was getting a picture of a puppy that had been mistreated, and you could come near it and you'd have love in your heart, but the puppy was so frightened and contracted and would cower. And I was just kind of wondering if, when we've been through trauma, if it's sort of like within our body, there's some of that hurt puppy response, and it's just tightening up and contorting. And then, of course, with some of the gentleness and patience with that little puppy, they start to trust and open up to love again. So I don't know if that relates at all.
Well, yeah, that's a great example, and certainly unconditional love is just amazing, and what can happen in that field of influence and consciousness. But at the same time, there's a physiological basis for what you're talking about with the puppy or someone that's been traumatized or hurt in some way, is that the energy of those events actually stores in the spinal cord, and then the spinal cord, the nervous system, becomes under tension, like an over-tightened guitar string.
Yeah.
And when that, Alf Berger is a neurosurgeon that did quite a bit of work and published several books on this phenomenon. And but what happens in that is that the nervous system goes into fight or flight, or defense. And fight or flight, you've probably heard of that response. It's great for survival. It's great for if someone gets after us, we need to either fight and defend or run away. Or if a bear comes, we come up on a bear, we don't want to sit there and go, I wonder if a bear's having a bad day. We want to react and be able to run away. So there is this survival mechanism going on there. But the problem comes in is when our nervous system goes into the state of defense or defense posture, and this fight or flight, this chronic state of fight or flight. And it can be at various levels that happens. So actually, there's a disconnection between the frontal lobe of our brain when we're in fight or flight. In other words, it's been shown through Alf Berg's research that the frontal lobe blood supplies decrease when the spinal cord is under tension. And when that tension is released from the nervous system, the blood flow increases back to the frontal lobe. And the frontal lobe is that area where we observe ourselves. It's our area, one of the areas of the higher self. And when we are in fight or when a person is in fight or flight, then we are no longer processing in the frontal lobe, because that takes time. The files are larger and it takes longer time to upload. We process from our lower, more primitive brain, which is very, very fast and reactionary. And that's needed in that time of survival so we can move fast.
Yeah.
But it's not conducive to opening to love. That state's not conducive to opening to others. It's not conducive to opening to ourselves. It's not conducive to opening to spirit. Or it's not conducive to change and transformation.
Wow. That's so fascinating, because I'm just thinking, if I'm understanding correctly, and I wanted to get a little bit more from you of some of the science behind this, because here's this network spinal analysis, and as I'm listening to you, I'm getting this impression that each of us has been through at least 1 to maybe 10,000 or 20,000 negative things in our lives, and that gets stored in the body in some way. And we may notice, okay, I'm pretty good at athletics, I'm pretty good at this, I can handle these things, and then we start to notice certain areas of our life. It may be something with relationships, it may be something with finance, but some area where our life's not working as well as we'd like it. And that's probably one of the ways that we can know if something's not working, that there's some sort of stored energy from something negative in our lives. And then can we come to you as a network spinal analysis professional and be gently guided for our body to unwind from any of this stuff?
Yes, and yes, and yes.
Wow.
And because we want to help the nervous system learn to access that stuck energy and reorganize and learn new strategies so that we can digest that energy that's causing tension in our body, that's distorting the nervous system, that's locking our body into old ways of being, stuck in the past based on what we've experienced. So as our nervous system can reorganize and learn these new strategies for accessing that energy and learning how to recycle that energy, then our bodies can go from this place of being locked in the past to this place of openness, to this place of expansion, this place of awakening.
Mm.
With new choices. Because as our body learns new strategies and more subtle becomes, learns new subtle strategies for connecting to energy and moving energy, the more subtle strategies we have in our body, the more choices we have in life.
Mm. Wow. Now, something that was interesting, if I'm understanding, most of us could relate to the idea of a gentle touch being so powerful. It may have been a parent or a friend, a hand on a shoulder, a kiss on the cheek, something where there was just a very gentle touch, but it opened up energy and we felt so much better. And that was done randomly. Now I'm hearing that you know how to do this gentle touch with a lot of science and deliberate awareness that goes even beyond that gentle kiss of a mother.
That's an interesting way of looking at that. Have you ever been in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever had a particularly hard day where you feel very stressed out or very uptight, and you go home to your partner, and your partner touches you in just the right spot, and suddenly you forget about everything that happened to you that day?
Ah, so nice to let go.
Yes, it is. It sure is. So the point being that a gentle touch in the right place can have a very powerful effect. And not only in our bodies, but in our life. So, yeah, there's definitely ongoing research with network spinal analysis. One is there's two waves in the work. There's a breath wave that moves through from your tailbone up to your occiput. It feels like your body is taking a big, giant breath into every cell, tissue, and organ. And then as the energy starts to move, there's another wave called the somatopsychic or body-mind wave, which is being studied, researched at the University of Southern California, Department of Mathematics and Engineering. And what's coming out of that research is that as a person progresses through the levels of network care, that wave of energy moving through the spine in a sine wave that you can see on the table and feel, it's very opening, that wave becomes more mathematically organized. And what that leads us to believe is that the nervous system with network care is actually reorganizing to a higher level of function. So you could think of network care as upgrading as an upgrade to your software, which is actually your nervous system, while at the same time upgrading your hardware, which is your spine.
Wow.
So, and you know, there's a lot of other things coming out of that research as well. Scientists are starting to look at different ways that the nervous system communicates. Perhaps we've always thought about a synapse, kind of down the line is transferring nerve information. But now they're starting to look at the nervous system working like sonar through sound as a result of this research. So it's very exciting to be in this field and working with this. Some other research done at the University of California, Irvine School of Medicine with 3,500 people that have been in regular network care shows that there's actually all types of improved responses to stress, less stress relative to the family, health and finances with network care, improved life enjoyment, improved mental and emotional states, and you know, probably improved quality of life. But one thing for me is I went in the network to as a last resort, thinking, you know, because I had pain in my arm, I couldn't hold anything in my hand, I didn't have to have surgery. But what I've found is that there's really doesn't seem to be a ceiling to this work. I've been personally been receiving network care for 6 years. I continue to go, not because I have any back pain or issues with my spine, but because I can feel myself continue to open and go deeper as nervous system open. And from a transformational standpoint, that's really, really phenomenal.
Mm.
And I really think that our structure, the way that we hold our spine, the way our spine can be locked in the past, and the behavior of the nervous system, and the perception of the nervous system being locked into these old patterns, is really a key to transformation. And so I can give you an example about that.
Sure.
Okay, so a lot of us, we do work on ourselves, spiritual work, transformational work. We do, you talked about the journey. I've done some different intensive programs along those lines. Well, so we can often end up with our mind is like a high-definition TV with a satellite connection. We have 500 channels we can choose from anytime we want.
Ooh.
But our bodies are still stuck in the past in this old structure based on what we've experienced, and this energy is stuck in the body. So our body's still stuck in the past using rabbit ears, getting two channels.
Uh-oh. It's like you've got a 60-inch screen, but the picture's on 4 inches by 4 inches.
Right, right. So what we want to do is bring our body up to, by moving that energy and opening the nervous system, bringing the body from this place of using rabbit ears and bring the body into this place of high-definition TV with a satellite connection so that the mind and the body are congruent, so that our body can pick up these different, can go into this enhanced wellness, but also be able to connect to different levels of consciousness at will and awareness at will versus a concept of that, concept of consciousness, a concept of transformation. So a concept of being a soul. We want to be able to experience that in our bodies so that we're congruent and moving at life speed.
Ah, because most of us know at some level that we're only using a tiny bit of our potential. Einstein, other researchers have said maybe 10% of the capacity of our mind. And so here you're talking about something that it could help us open up to this vast beauty of our total potential. Wow.
I'm all for that, Kenneth.
Huh.
Yes, I am.
So how good are we going to let it get?
Well, why would we want to limit ourselves?
Yeah. Well, we're just beginning to discover we have all this amazing capacity. And what I like, and I want to check in because give me the range. I'm hearing a lot about people that are, you know, having clearing of issues and this kind of stuff. What about someone that's really like hurting? Their neck is stuck, their back is stuck. They've got an injury where they're in a bunch of pain. Can we also use this gentle touch on something that's very acute?
Absolutely, and. Myself as an example, I had tremendous pain in my arm, and I had herniated disc, but I see that again, the body is already. Let's say if someone's in pain, their body's already in defense. Their body wants to have something that's going to be very gentle and very opening. The body wants to be able to be. The universe wants to support us in having full health and wellness. And so as our nervous system can release those tension patterns, that distortions of the spine, the blockage of the energy, the disruption of the energy flow, then that healing takes place. Pain goes away. We open up. And then we're in a place of having, rather than being in pain and really concerned with that, we move into a place where we can go into expansion.
Huh. Wow. So sometime here we are, we've got some injury that's obvious, maybe from an accident. Other times we just can be waking up in the morning and all of a sudden a stiff neck or an ache somewhere, where the heck that come from, and can't move. And you're just saying, okay, we've gone into some sort of an intense response in the nervous system, fight or flight, just constriction, just tightening up, and just with some touch here and there, it begins to allow that to release.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, a symptom is really our body's way of telling us, you know, stop what we're doing, take inventory, and make a change.
Hmm.
So, really, if from my point of view, if someone comes to me with pain, I certainly want to help them move through that, and I can have certainly had a lot of experience in that. But at the same time, I want to help that person learn what wisdom that pain has in it for them. I want to help that person connect to that part of the body that we've alienated, that we've denied, that we've become separate from. I want to help them become whole in that way of accepting those parts and moving through that symptomatic period, but moving past that into a place that they've never experienced before.
Mm.
Into this place of what we term reorganizational healing. So if a person comes to me or goes to any type of practitioner and their symptom of pain is removed and they leave there and they go back to the same life they were living, to me, I want to help someone reorganize so that they never even go back to that place of where they were before the symptom, that they can go to the next level.
Ah, okay, so that's getting unstuck in multiple ways.
It's multiple ways, learning that wisdom, reconnecting, and moving into a place of new possibilities and new choices, into this place of experiencing new levels of depth and range of the human experience.
Oh. Now, I'm just wondering, when you're mentioning that, the increasing the choices, so many of us, we have learned different ways of living from our parents, from our teachers, different things, and some of them work beautifully, and others, we're a bit stuck in certain ways. And then there's people with extremes of being stuck. I went through a period where I was dealing with serious drug addiction, and it doesn't have to be drugs. We can be addicted to certain behavior patterns that are blocking us. And now it's kind of interesting. I'd like you to share if you've had some experience with people who through network were able to break free of some of these different addictive patterns.
Oh, that's a really great question. And yes. I have had experience in that, and yes, I have seen people be helped with this. And you think of that as most addictive patterns, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, sexual abuse, whatever that is distracting us from something else in our life, something we don't want to feel.
Oh. Okay.
Have you ever experienced anything like that?
Well, I know for myself personally, I went through a period where between a divorce, the loss of a daughter, death of my father, and loss of the business that I was working with him in, it was just like intensely traumatic for me, all of these different stresses. And I ended up turning to different types of recreational drugs because I didn't know how to deal with all that emotion and all that intensity and all that pain. And the drugs made the pain go away. They distracted me.
Interesting. So if you had been doing some sort of work that helped you not necessarily forget or avoid that stressful situation, but to, one, first open up your nervous system so that the stress that accumulated over the years was released, and your body learned new strategies for handling stress as you encountered that. But at the same time, your mind could open up, your way of being could open up, that allowed you to somehow, in some way, just deal with what was going on differently. Do you think that would have been helpful for you?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Dr. Parham, it would have been huge, because as I've looked at my life, and I don't know if others can relate to it, but it feels like there have just been years and years of unresolved things that didn't work out. Sometimes it was obviously painful, death of friends or relatives or pets, where it was just kind of, oh, just put it behind you, get over it. But it seemed like I had just built up over the years, just kind of setting it aside, but not really resolving and not really being, let it release and completing it. And then comes up some intense things, and oh my gosh, it was like it was intense for the event, and then all this old baggage coming along too, of all this other unresolved stuff. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing that so many, here we were in a country with a divorce rate of 50%, where people that love each other initially and can't keep it together. Stuff comes up. So I'm just wondering, you know, to me, I figure, okay, there's other people that move through this stuff, and was it raised in a different family somewhere? And you're kind of telling us, if I'm understanding, the body for these people learned, the brain learned, the nervous system learned a different way of responding to these things so that they had the choices and could move through. And so when I hear this thing, life is what you make it, or it's not what happens that counts, it's how you respond, well, those are kind of glib, simple statements that, frankly, I wasn't able to implement that stuff for many years in my life, and it just kind of upset me to have some glib thing like this when I didn't have a clue about how to do it. And now, are you telling me that we can just, through some gentle touch of network, really unwind all this craziness and come back to a great place of choice?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you for sharing with the depth that you're doing that. So let me see if I can recap. So a lot of these things that happened to you or in your realm of experience, you put in the back of your mind. Just kind of push it to the back of your mind and didn't think about them.
Yeah, I didn't know how to really address it. So it was like, okay, a distraction. And a distraction could have been at one point with drugs, another point the distraction was some other activity.
Uh-huh, yes. And so the back of the, did you know that the back of the mind is actually the spine?
Mm.
So if you think of these things that are pushing down and pushing back or have supposedly forgotten about over the years, that is the energy stored in the spine. It's in the nervous system. And at some point, our nervous systems just become overwhelmed. And just like you said, I couldn't deal with it. It's kind of like a computer hard drive where we just keep putting, you know, it's the law of the computer hard drive. The larger, whatever size hard drive you have, at some point you'll fill it up with stuff.
Yeah,
and then the computer slows down, and the drive becomes fragmented, and it just, the performance of your system, your computer system, just slows down,
You ever experienced that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing that happens to our nervous systems. That's the same thing. So all these things that, all these events that have hurt us, is an they're stored as an energy in the body, in the nervous system. And we just want, if we can just, our nervous systems can learn to access that and open up again and flow again. And that just changes our whole outlook. It changes our health. It changes our wellness. And, yeah, maybe we still have an ache in our shoulder, but maybe we're at the point where, hey, you know, that doesn't bother me so much. I can deal with that now. Or maybe we had headaches, chronic headaches from the stress, or chronic back problems, or pain down the leg, or pain in the arm. And all of a sudden that has resolved, or it's reduced, and it just doesn't have the impact on us like we used to, because we've expanded into a whole other way of being, with more choice in life.
Mm. Now, in addition, if I'm understanding, there's something unique too about coming into you for treatment, and I love the way you talk about being a practice member. And is Network Spinal Analysis, is what you're doing, is it a individual one-on-one thing with, because you know, most practitioners you're there, or is there some component of it of group energy?
Well, I definitely feel there's a group energy component to network care. I work in what we call an open adjusting room, or sometimes we refer to network care as a spinal entrainment rather than adjustment. But I work in a group setting. So what that means is as the individual moves, the group moves, and as the group moves, the individual moves.
Ah.
So we're all each other's medicine.
Well, I've heard that, it's like, well, let's go hang out with people that are feeling good, because that feels better than hanging out with people that are in pain. But you're taking this to another level. And what I'm wondering, can you describe? Because I'm getting this image of a number of people in an open practice, so that there could be whatever, three or four or five. I haven't been to your clinic yet, but which I want to, and so there can be a number of people on these tables, and then. Are you kind of like an energy butterfly going from person to person, or how does this work?
I'm having this vision of myself flying around the room like a butterfly. Well, it's a dance of life, for sure. It's an energetic dance, and there is a flow, and yes, I do move from table to table. And I think an example that I could use is that if you were to go to a concert and you weren't necessarily like a rock concert, for example, to your favorite group, let's say, or any genre of music, and you go and you stand between two speakers and you're kind of not moving a lot, but you're standing, you're in there in that rhythm. And pretty soon you start to move because you start to entrain to that rhythm of the music.
Mm.
Your body starts to move. You maybe start to move your feet, and pretty soon you're totally into it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same way when we work in network care. I can have someone that's newer in care that has not embodied the strategies of energy moving or through their system yet, or digesting the energy. They're just starting, their breath waves not particularly developed yet. The somatopsychic waves not particularly developed. And they can be between two tables. And the person on the right has been in network care longer and has more strategy and more movement going on in their body. And the person on the left has been in even a little longer, has more strategy. And pretty soon, this person that's just starting care, that's between the two, is all of a sudden moving like the other ones.
Ah.
And the energy's moving and they're unwinding and
they're experiencing different levels of consciousness and openness and awareness. So it's that entrainment factor that is so powerful in a group setting. And it's kind of like we go to see people go to travel distances to be with a spiritual master.
Yeah.
You know, we can feel that energy of that person. We feel their tone and vibration.
Exactly. Now, one of the things in that setting is that the spiritual master is there holding this high vibration, and people who are in discord or chaos start to resonate with the master's vibration. It could be a man, could be a woman, but that is like a central point. And what I'm hearing from you is that in this process, you're holding this high vibrational energy, but you're empowering the others around who are being lifted to support everyone else. And I don't see that when people are kind of sitting with a guru. So this is, to me, is a whole different kind of look at this thing of energy healing.
That's interesting. You know, you think of stuck energy, whether that be from trauma or stress or some sort of emotional event in one's life, that has a density to it. That energy, stuck energy, has a density. And when the nervous system is under tension, that also changes our tone. So, for example, just like if you were to take a guitar string and start tightening the string or loosening the string, you're going to get a different tone and vibration when you pluck that string.
Mm.
So when the cord is under tension, so the, let's look at it this way. The tone of love, safety, healing is the tone of Om. But when our core, spinal cord and nervous system is under tension, our tone might be something like the tone of anger, which is more of a type of tone.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been in a room where someone is angry. Maybe we know that, or maybe we don't know that, but before we leave that room, we know that they're angry.
Yes. Yes.
Without that person having said anything, you can feel that in them.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel that tone, that vibration.
Yes.
So that's what we want to do, is that as we release this density, this stuck energy that's blocking the nervous system, distorting the spine, that opens our nervous system to a higher vibration. Our structure of our spine that's been stuck in the vibration of being a victim, a configuration of being a victim, an angry victim, or whatever type of configuration, starts to move into an awakened posture where the chest rises, the heart rises, the shoulders are back, the head is without effort, with like you're being pulled with a string towards the heavens.
Hmm. Well, folks, I don't know about you, but I kind of like that image, and I certainly, as we wrap up here in the last minute or so, want to invite all of us to contemplate through the blessing of Dr. Parham here in his wonderful practice at wellnessrhythms.com. Visit that website and get more details than we've been able to cover, because there's a lot more that awaits you, and as you learn about network spinal analysis and begin to anticipate this freedom in your life, this ability to move and to release pain, all from very deliberate, highly skilled in applying gentle touches to the body. This normally would be in the realm of, this is too good to believe it's true. And yet 3,500 people at the University of California, Irvine School of Medicine studied on this. This is not just a sample of 5 or 10 people, folks. This is like thousands of people. And this practice has been going on for how many years, Dr. Parham?
Network practice?
Yeah.
Network spinal analysis? It's been around for over 20 years now.
Okay. So we're not just hoping that it works. You're not just kind of bringing something that you pulled out of the closet yesterday and said, geez, I'm having some good luck. It's turned your life around. I've had a personal experience.
that makes me want more, and I just want to thank you for being a guest and have people go visit your website or call you personally at 303-722-1104 to learn more about this wonderful technique.
Well, thank you, Kenneth. I've enjoyed being here with you tonight, and thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Blessings.
Thank you, Dr. Parham, and beloved listeners, thank you to all of you in the holiday season. God bless you. Tune in next week, and until we meet again, goodbye for now.